今天早上我们很高兴再一次有 Dr. Billy Wilson 在我们中间分享信息。
So delighted this morning once again we have Dr. Billy Wilson here to share the message with us.
我想昨天晚上如果听了他信息，我们都非常的振奋，非常的激励。
I believe we are so excited, we are so blessed last night as we heard his message.
今天早上他对我说有一个新鲜的信息。
But this morning he told me that he's going to preach a fresh sermon today.
他从来没有这样讲过的信息。
So message that he has not preached before.
存着期待。
So expectation.
听神的话语。
And to listen to the word of God.
Dr. Billy Wilson.
Let's welcome Pastor Billy Wilson.
Bless you, Pastor Tom. Bless you. Well, happy anniversary, River of Life.
再次祝贺生命河三十周年庆，快乐
！Happy anniversary.
周年快乐
！It is awesome to be here with you this morning.
非常美好，今天早上跟大家在一起。
And last night was wonderful. The first service was amazing.
昨天晚上非常美好，今天早上第一堂也非常的美好。
Online with us today.
在网络上我们一起敬拜的弟兄姐妹朋友们。
The Holy Spirit will invade your home or your car or wherever you are.
求神的灵今天早上也到你的家，到你的车，到你所住在的地方。
30 years.
三十年。
I want you to help me just a moment this morning.
稍微请大家来帮助我一下。
There has been one couple that has pastored this church all 30 years.
在过去的三十年，有一对夫妇他们一起牧养了这个教会。
It's quite unusual.
非常不寻常的。
Many times a church has several pastors over 30 years.
有时候教会在三十年里有不同的牧师换来换去。
I can't imagine all of the tears.
我难想象其中的眼泪。
Hours of work.
很多小时的工作。
Laughter and joy.
喜乐欢笑。
And the amazing challenges
非常奇妙的挑战
of leading this congregation.
来带领这个教会。
Pastor Tong is an humble man.
林牧师是个非常谦卑的人。
He's a smart man.
聪明的人。
And he's a man of God.
他是神的人。
I want to take just a moment. Pastor Tong and Belinda, would you stand?
刘师母、林牧师站起
来。I want you to get on your feet and I want you to thank God for your pastor for 30 years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, all over this room.
Hallelujah.
30 years.
三十年。
Come on!
来鼓掌，感谢我们的神，为我们的牧师，感谢神。
We are so grateful.
非常感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
好，大家请坐。
I was so honored to write the foreword for Pastor Tong's newest book.
非常荣幸能够写林牧师新书的序言。
Which is really a reflection on the journey of this church.
来回顾生命和过去三十年的日子。
Vision, just a vision.
从个非常谦卑的意象
to the reality of this house and what God has done around the world.
直到实现我们所看到 glory 还有神在世界各地所做的工作。
So very honored by our friendship and to be with you today.
跟他的友谊能够今天早上在这里
分享。This morning I'm going to preach a word that I had never preached before exactly.
今天早上要跟大家分享的信息是我过去好像没有讲过的信息。
I've preached from my text, but I've never connected some of the scriptures I will connect today.
经文曾经讲过，但把这些经文串在一起，这是第一次。
And I'll explain it as we go.
待会会解释给大家听。
I've called today's message.
我叫今天的信息。
An army out of hell.
从地狱来的军队。
An army out of hell.
从地狱来的军队。
Ezekiel 37 and verse 10.
以西结书第三十七章第十节。
The prophet Ezekiel said,
先知以西结说
I prophesied as he commanded me.
于是我遵命说预言
And breath entered them.
气息就进入骸骨
They came to life.
骸骨变活了
And stood up on their feet.
并且站起来
A vast army.
成为极大的军队
Father, I thank you for this honor and opportunity today.
天父，谢谢主，你有这样的一个尊荣，这样的机会。
You have blessed this house so very much.
你祝福这个教会多么的多的祝福。
Thank you for the generosity of your people that we're now debt-free at River of Life.
谢谢主，你百姓的慷慨，让这个教会能够完全没有债务。
Now, God, I ask you to use me this morning.
求主你使用我今天早上。
Help me speak into this ministry.
帮助我能够向这个事工来说话。
And into every life in this room.
然后透过他们
Lord,
每一个人的生命里面。
Lord, your word is powerful.
因为主你的话语是有能力的。
So let your word do its work.
让主你的话语做你的工作。
Get me out of the way.
让我能够挪开。
Hide me behind the cross.
在十字架的背后。
And speak to us today.
今天晚上，今天早上向我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
And everybody said.
大家说。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Ezekiel was called the prophet of the exile.
我们可以说以西结被称为流亡的先知。
Israel and Judah had both collapsed and been conquered.
以色列跟这个犹大他们已经被占领。
The Babylonians had taken the people captive.
巴比伦已经把他们抓去作为俘虏。
And many of them were in a distant land.
很多人他们在异国他乡。
And God raised up Ezekiel to prophesy to them in exile.
然后神就兴起以西结，在他们流亡的时候向他们说预言。
Judah fell because of her sins and abominations before God.
犹大灭亡，因为他们的罪恶跟他们厌恶耶和华。
Jerusalem was captive.
耶路撒冷被拿了。
Just before Ezekiel began prophesying to the exiles,
当以西结还没有开始向流亡的人说预言的时候，
Jeremiah had prophesied in the city of Jerusalem.
然后耶利米先知在耶路撒冷也曾经发预言。
He prophesied of the judgment that was about to happen.
讲到将要来临到他们身上的审判。
Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because he cried over Jerusalem and over her sins.
耶利米被称为是流泪的先知，他为耶路撒冷跟他的罪恶来流泪。
In Jeremiah's prophecy,
在耶利米的先知，
one of the judgments against Judah that he prophesies will happen,
他发的预言的审判是关于犹大的审判，
is very unique,
是非常特殊的。
And today I want to read it to you.
今天要读给大家听。
I had read Jeremiah many times,
我读耶利米书很多次。
But about a week and a half ago, the Lord really spoke to me out of this passage.
一个星期半前，主好像对这个话语向我说话。
This prophecy is found in Jeremiah chapter 8.
这个先知的预言是在耶利米书第八章。
And it says, at that time, declares the Lord,
耶和华说到那时，
the bones of the kings and officials of Judah,
这个君王祭司的骸骨，
the bones of the priests and prophets,
就是犹大王的骸骨和他首领的骸骨，
and the bones of the people of Jerusalem,
那耶路撒冷居民的骸骨，
will be removed from their grave,
都从坟墓中取出来。
They will be exposed to the sun and the moon and all the stars of the heavens,
抛散在日头月亮和天上众星之下，
which they have loved and served and which they have followed and consulted and worshipped.
就是他们从前所喜爱、所侍奉、所随从、所求问、所敬拜的。
They, the bones, will not be gathered up or buried.
这些骸骨不再收敛、不再埋葬。
But will be like dung lying on the ground.
必在地上成为粪土。
Now in Jeremiah chapter 7, just before this,
在这个之前，耶利米书第七章，
Jeremiah prophesies that God's judgment is coming because one of the reasons, because of the sins that have been done in the valley of Ben-Hamon.
因为他们在何门那个山谷里面犯罪，所以在神在早一章已经借着先知预言要审判犹大。
This valley of Ben-Hinnom,
这个新嫩之谷，
would be called the valley of slaughter.
对，新嫩之谷也是说屠杀的谷。
Because the Babylonians would conquer Jerusalem and slaughter many there.
那个巴比伦他们会占领以色列，或者屠杀他们很多的人。
Now the valley of Ben-Hinnom,
这个新嫩之谷，
over time became known as Gehinnom.
过段时间被称为是一个地狱之谷。
And by the days of Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督的时代，
it was known as the valley of Gehenna,
被称为这个地狱之谷。
in the Aramaic language,
在亚兰文里面。
Now this word Gehenna,
这个地狱这个字，
and this valley,
在这个山谷，
was used by Jesus Christ as a metaphor of hell.
耶稣用来比喻作为是地狱的比喻。
When Jesus said different things in the New Testament, and we see in our language the word hell,
当耶稣在新约里面用不同名词说的时候，在耶稣意
思讲地狱。 Usually the word there,There is Gehenna or Hades.
这个地狱之舞就是地狱。
When Jesus said it's better to go, he said if your arm offends you, cut it off.
他说你的手叫你犯罪，就把它砍掉。
It's better to go into life with one arm than with two arms into hell.
与其到地狱里面，不如活着有一边有
that word,
少一个长
that word
那个话语
is Gehenna,
就是地狱，
which had been the valley of Ben-Hinnom.
就是那个新嫩之谷的意思。
Jesus said in Gehenna, in this valley, in this word picture of hell,
耶稣说这个地狱之谷就是个地狱的形容词。
He said the fire never goes out,
它里面的火是不熄灭的。
And the worm never dies,
里面的虫是不会死的。
Now in Jesus' time, this valley just beside the city of Jerusalem,
耶稣的时代，那时候这个谷就在
had become
a
garbage dump,
成为一个垃圾场。
It was a place where they would take people who could not afford a proper burial,
那些不能好好埋葬他们自己家人的人。
And it was a place they took the garbage of Jerusalem,
把垃圾尸体就丢在那里。
So there,
所以在那个地方
worms were active day and night，
然后虫子昼夜在那里
in decomposition，
来吃这些尸体。
And fires were burning 24 hours a day.
一个礼拜，每天24小时火在那里焚烧。
Jesus said, "This will be like hell."
耶稣说，这就好像地狱一样。
Consistent forever deterioration.
继续不断的腐烂。
And consistent forever punishment.
继续永远的那个审判。
It will never be completed. It will always continue.
完全不会停止，会继续不断的进行。
And he used this valley used by Jeremiah.
他用耶利米这个山谷。
To demonstrate what hell would be like.
来告诉我们地狱到底会是什么样子。
Now, I personally believe there's a good possibility.
我个人觉得有个可能性。
That in Ezekiel 37,
在以西结书第37章
the prophet Ezekiel,
先知以西结
living in exile,
住在这个流亡的时代
is taken by the Holy Spirit,
乃是神的灵
in a vision,
在这个异象里面
to the valley of Ben Hinnom,
带到这个新嫩之谷
or to one of the valleys around Jerusalem.
其中一个离开耶路撒冷不远的一个山谷
where the bones of the kings,
那些君王的骸骨
the officials,
官员的骸骨
the priests, the prophets,
祭司先知的骸骨
and the people had been scattered,
众百姓的骸骨已经分散在那里
You see, when Babylon took Jerusalem,
当巴比伦他们占领耶路撒冷的时候
they not only wanted to conquer,
不但他们要占领他们
the people of Israel,
以色列的百姓
they wanted to embarrass them and humiliate them,
他们要羞辱他们什么感到羞耻
one of the greatest things,that you could do to humiliate a person
一个人当你要来羞辱他的时候
would be to rob their graves
然后把他们的坟墓给挖出来
so the Babylonians
opened
the graves and the tombs of the prophets and the kings and the people
打开祭司君王祭司众百姓的坟墓
they dragged their bones out into the valley
就把他们的骸骨拿出来
and they scattered them
把他们分散在各处
they put a leg bone over there
这个脚的骨头在哪里
they put a hip bone over there
膀背的骨在哪里
theyPut a spine over there.
脊椎骨放在那里。
They put a skull over there.
头颅在哪里。
They put an arm and a hand and a finger.
手、膀背、手指。
And they scattered the bones in the valley around Jerusalem.
把这些骸骨分散在耶路撒冷城的附近。
Now Ezekiel in chapter 37,
以西结37章
says God took me to a valley.
然后神就把我带到这个山谷。
In fact, he says God's hand lifted me up and set me down in a valley full of bones.
其实是他神把我提升放到一个充满骸骨的平原
and the bones were very dry
而且这些骸骨非常的枯干
they had been in the sun a long time
他们在太阳底下非常久
they had dried out
完全枯干了
there was no hope for life anywhere
根本没有任何生命的气息存在
and God said to Ezekiel
然后神对以西结说
can these bones live
可能 这些骨头可以活吗
it was a rhetorical question and
这是不必回答的问题
he said GodYou know.
他说神啊，你是知道的。
And then God told his prophet.
然后神告诉他的先知
to do something very unusual.
做一个非常不寻常的事情。
Now what I had never done was connected Jeremiah 8 with Ezekiel 37.
过去没有做的是将耶利米书第八章跟以西结37章连在一起。
And the fact that one of the judgments on Judah and Jerusalem was the scattering of the bones in a valley.
其中对犹大跟这个以色列一个审判是把他们的骸骨分散在各处。
Ezekiel then by the Spirit visits this place of humility.
以西结按照神的灵把他带到这样充满骸骨的地方
valley of despair,
可以说完全绝望的一个骸骨
this place of hopelessness,
完全是没有盼望的一个山谷
and God says to him,
神对他说
I want you to preach to the bone
你向这些骸骨来讲话
Now, if I was Ezekiel,
如果我是以西结的话
I'd have said, that's a weird assignment
主啊这是非常奇怪的这个任务啊
God, are you sure?
说你有确你确定吗
I'm called to preach to people, living people.
你呼召我是向活的人传福音。
God says, No, I want you to prophesy to the bones.
说你向这些骸骨发预言。
And say to the bones.
然后告诉这些骸骨。
Bones, you are going to live again.
骸骨啊，你要活过来。
Your hope is not gone.
你的盼望没有绝了。
God's word is going to bring you to life.
然后神的话要把你重新活过来。
Now God's word.Is powerful.
然后神的话是大有能力。
The Bible says that the word of God is quick, it's fast, it's lightning fast.
圣经说神的话是活泼的。
And it is powerful.
是非常有能力的。
So, when Ezekiel begins to preach God's word to this valley filled with bones,
所以当以西结开始向这充满骸骨的山谷来传道的时候。
Something happens.
某些事情发生了。
He said there was a noise.
开始有这样的声音。
There was a shaking.
有个震动。
Something took place.
有些事情发生了。
I believe what happened.
我相信所发生的事情。
Bones started.
这些骨头
colliding with one.
开始彼此碰凑在一起。
All of a sudden, the leg bone.
啊，这个脚的骨头
started moving.
开始走动了。
And it found the hip bone.
哦，找到这个腿骨。
And it collided.
然后撞在一起。
And it found. They found the.Spine bone.
哦，讲到脊椎骨，
they found the skull.
哦，讲到头颅脊。
The shoulder.
哦，肩膀。
The arm.
哦，手腕。
The hand.
哦，手。
The finger.
哦，手指。
And all of these bones started coming together miraculously.
哦，这骸骨重新神迹般的连接在一起。哈利路亚。
God's word is powerful.
神的话语是大有能力的。
God's word is able to bring order out of chaos.
神的话能够使混乱。
God's word is able to bring creation out of defeat and despair.
神将这个绝望或者是没有盼望的人能够创造新的东西出来。
You know, these bones sort of represent our lives.
哦，这些骸骨代表我们的生命。
When we are away from God,
当我们离开神的时候。
When we are in sin,
我们在罪恶当中的时候。
We are living in a valley of despair.
我们就活在这个绝望的山谷。
In a valley of death.
死亡的山谷
in a valley of humiliation,
就羞辱的山谷
but somewhere along the line,
在这个过程当中
we hear the word of God,
我们听到神的话语
our lives are scattered, they are,
我们的生命已经分散了
We live one way at church and one way in our home and one way at work.
And 交出一种生命
we have all these different things going on and we are scattered and confused and dispersed.
同时很多事情发生我们迷惑我们真的不知道该做什么。
But when we begin to hear and believe the word of God,
我们开始听而且相信神的话语
God brings our life together.
神把我们的生命再一次连接在一起。
And what was scattered and desperate and humiliated
那些分散的绝望的羞辱的
comes together in integrity and righteousness.And godliness.
然后正直的、公义的、向神的连接在一起。
God brings hope where there was despair by His word.
透过他的话语，在绝望当中能够带来盼望。
Would you give Him praise?
咱们一起将赞美归给我们的神。
Now, Ezekiel said.
好，耶稣说。
When I started prophesying,
当我开始来发预言的时候
，bone came to bone.
然后这个骨头撞在一起。
Then he said, and
然后他说
，tendon started connecting the bones.
哦，这个筋开始连接骨头。
And then he said, muscle started coming up.
然后肌肉开始连接在骨头上面。
And then he said, as I kept on preaching,
然后继续来讲道的时候，然后皮肤开始附上骨头。
But all of them were still laying on the ground.
他们还是躺在地上。
He found himself at first in a boneyard.
啊，首先在一个充满骸骨的地方。
Now he was in an open graveyard.
现在是一个打开的坟墓。
He was surrounded by dead corpses.
那很多的尸体到处都是。
Now he could sort of tell more about them.
他可以说更多的事情。
This one looked like maybe he was a king.
啊，这个可能像起来是国王。
And this one looked like maybe he was a prophet.
啊，这个可能是个先知。
This one.He probably was a priest.
啊，这个可能是个祭司吧。
And she was no doubt a nursemaid and maybe even a queen.
哦，她可能是个护士，可能是
皇后。And he was this and he was that.
她是这个，她是那个。
But now they're still all dead.
现在全部都是死的。
And then God tells his prophet.
然后神告诉他的先知。
To do something even stranger.
做一个更奇怪的事情。
He preached to bones.
他已经向骸骨来传道。
And God had moved.
然后神已经动工了。
Now God says,
现在神说,
I want you to preach to the wind.
那你向这个风来讲道。
Speak to the atmosphere.
然后对这个氛围来说话。
Now I got to admit, sometimes when I'm preaching, I feel like I'm preaching to the atmosphere.
有时候当我来讲道，好像向那个氛围来讲道。
That's better than bones, by the way.
这个比这个骸骨更好一点。
And God says, I want you to prophesy to the wind.
啊，你向这个风来发预言。
And I want you to say to the wind.
然后对这些风来说。
Come from the four corners of the earth.
四面八方的风啊。
And breathe on these corpses.
然后向这些尸体吹气息。
So Ezekiel said, well.
以西就说、哦、
That preaching to the bones thing worked.
我已经向这个骸骨说
So he started preaching to the wind.
开始向风来讲道
Now, In the Bible, of course, wind represents the Holy Spirit.
当然圣经里面风代表圣灵
And breath represents the Holy Spirit.
然后气息也代表圣灵
The word in the Old Testament is ruach.
啊，在旧约圣经里面是用 ruach 这个字
Ruach, the wind, the breath of God.
这个神的风或者
圣灵 In the New Testament, the word is pneuma.
啊，在新约圣经是用 pneuma 这个字
The wind of God.
的风灵或者神的气息
So he begins to prophesy to God.God's wind.
他开始来向神的风来发预言。
He may have said something like,
他可能如此这样说
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊
I speak to you.
我对你说。
I ask you to come and do what I cannot do.
你来做我自己所不能做的。
I've been preaching to a graveyard.
哦，我向这个坟墓来传道。
And something has come together.
啊，有些事情已经发生了。
And there's organization, and there is corpses all around me.
他们有组织，但是到处都是尸体啊。
But now I need you to do what I cannot do.
这样我要你做我所不能做的。
I need you to bring the life of God into these bodies and make them live.
你把神的生命能够注入在这生命里面，好了，还能够活过。来圣灵啊
I cry out to you,
我向你来呼喊
blow into this valley,
我向他们来吹气这个山谷来吹气
and bring life,
哦、生命带出来
and when he preached to the wind,
当他向风来讲道
something happened,
有些事情发生了
and all of a sudden,
忽然间
all of these corpses,
所以这个尸体
stood up on their feet,
站起来了
and the Bible says,
圣经说
they stood up like a great armor
他们站立起来，好像神极大的军队。
Come on, give God praise.
我们一起来赞美我们的神。
Now, this prophecy no doubt has several potential conclusions.
然后这个先知的预言有某些方面的一个结论。
God was saying to the exiles.
然后神先生对对对，在被掳的人。
That the hope for Israel and Jerusalem is not gone.
那犹大跟耶路撒冷盼望还没有绝了。
I'm going to raise you up.
我要来兴起你。
I'm going to take you back into the land.
把你带到你的地。
You're going to rebuild the temple and rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
要重新建造你的圣殿，建造耶路撒冷城。
Even maybe bigger than that.
可能比以前更大。
We know that the people, the Israeli people, the Hebrew people,
我们的犹太人、以色列人
were scattered to the four winds of the earth.
他们被伸展了四面八方的地方。
Nation after nation.
的国家又一个国家。
But in the middle of the 20th century,
在这个二十世纪的中间的时候，
God began to move.
神开始来动工。
And He brought His people together, and the nation of Israel was formed.
他们把百姓召集在一起，以色列国成立了。
So their hope was not gone, and the despair was not conclusive.
因此他们的绝望不是结论
even more than that
更多的是
I believe it represents you and I
我相信代表是你和我
that at one point in our life
在我们生命中的某个阶段
when we were away from Jesus
当我们离开耶稣很远
it was as if we were living in the valley of Hinnom
好了我们是活在新嫩之谷一样
in other words when we did not know Jesus Christ
当我们不认识耶稣基督的时候
we were not only on our way to hell
不但是我们是迈向这个地狱的
we were living in hell
我们是活在地狱里面
we were dead in our sin
我们死在我们的罪恶之中
our life scattered
我们的生命已经分散
bleached out by the world around us
世界把我们分散了
humiliated before God and man
在人在神面前都受到羞辱
Living in hell,
然后住在地狱之中。
But we heard the word of God.
我们听到神的话语。
Something started turning in our lives.
有些事情开始扭转在我们生命。
And then at some point,
在某一些阶段
，the Holy Spirit blew upon us.
然后圣灵向我们来吹气。
And we were born again by His Spirit and received new life.
然后透过圣灵，我们重生得救了，领受了新的生命。哈利路亚。
We were regenerated.
我们再一次重新被造了。
We were dead, but now we were alive.
本来我们是死的，现在我们活过来了。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
那是透过圣灵的能力。
And God,
然后神
called us,
呼召我们
to His army,
成为他极大的军队。
Now what I want to say to you today is this.
记得他对你说的是
that in the generation we are living,
我们所活的这个世代
God is raising people up out of hell on earth,
神就从地狱里面兴起一帮人
and making them His soldiers,
要成为他的军队
by His word and by His spirit,
透过他的话语，透过他的灵
God is forming an army,
神在成立一个军队
Everybody say amen.
大家说 amen.
God is forming an army.
神在组织一个军队。
The Apostle Paul used this illusion many times.
使徒保罗用这样的一个例子很多次。
He said that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood.
他说我们不是与血气的征战。
But against powers and principalities.
那是空中掌权的恶魔。
Against the rulers of the darkness of this age.
在黑暗世界掌权的恶魔。
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
那是这些在高处的属灵的黑暗。
He said because of that.
因为如此。
Take the armor of God like a good soldier.
穿上全副的军装，好像好的士兵。
And stand against the work of the devil.
然后站立对抗魔鬼撒旦的工作。
Paul would say to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说。
I want you to endure suffering with me.
你要跟我一起来受苦。
As a good soldier of Jesus Christ,
成为耶稣基督美好的精兵。
So those of us who were once dead in sin,
我们过去曾经死在罪恶当中的人
now become soldiers in the army of God.
现在成为耶和华军队里面的士兵。
Not to take up physical arms.
不是拿起真实的
的兵器。The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly.
我们征战的兵器不是血气的。
But they are mighty through God.
乃是在神面前有大能力。
To take up spiritual weapons.
拿起属灵的武器。
Prayer and fasting and worship.
祷告禁食。
And unity and love.
爱。
And tear down Satan's kingdom as part of the army of God.
然后拆毁魔鬼撒旦的坚固的营垒。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 成为神的军队。
God wants an army.
神需要一个军队。
That'll change the world.
能够改变世界。
Now I want to say to River of Life in this moment that you need the wind as you go into your next 30 years.
但你未来的三十年需要神的风。
You've got an amazing organization.
你有非常美好的组织。
Wow, the talent we just saw.
看到这些美好的
this morning, I was so blessed. I don't understand one word of Chinese, and those songs really blessed me. It was amazing. They were so anointed, they blessed me.
It was
so beautiful. You have a great media team. You have an amazing building. You've got a great pastoral staff. You have branches all over the world. But as you go into this next 30 years, you need a fresh blowing of the wind of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
A few weeks ago, I was in Hawaii. I was alone. I was finishing a book, and I was able to get it done. That was great.
I was
working on a couple of retreats we have coming up with groups as well. And I was by myself. Usually, my wife goes with me to Hawaii. It's our favorite place to vacation. So about 3 or 4 days, I was sitting on the beach watching the ocean.
Now,
the first 3 days I was there, the wind was blowing really, really strong. I was on the big island and the wind was really blowing. And where I was sitting, I watched boats every day put their sails up and the wind just blew them across the horizon. I mean, they were flying because the wind was so strong. But on about the fourth day, I was sitting on the beach and it was still. It was hot. There was no wind. And I was watching the ocean. And there was this one boat. And he had his sail up. And he was going nowhere. There was no wind. Without the wind, the boat couldn't move. Without the Holy Spirit, without the wind, River of Life will not go anywhere.
没有圣灵，没有圣灵的风，生命河不能去哪里。
But when the wind of the Spirit blows,
当神的灵开始吹来的时候，
God raises people up.
然后神就兴起他的百姓，
and uses them as part of His army.
然后使用他们成为他的军队，
and moves us forward in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣的名把我们向前迈进。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Now, when Jesus resurrected from the dead, the first day, he appeared to his disciples. And he said to them, first thing, peace be unto you. And then he said, as my Father has sent me, I'm sending you. This was John's version of the Great Commission. And then he breathed on them. Aren't you glad I brushed my teeth this morning? I did have a little coffee, I'm sorry, but anyway. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. He's coming. Receive Him. It was a gentle breath. I love those moments when God just breathes on me. And I need that so much sometimes, just peace and rest and the sweet breath of Jesus. You have a lot of that here at this church.
Wow.
We felt that this morning. It's been like the Holy Spirit just breathing on us.
And
I need that so much in my life. But there are times I need more than a On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候,
Peter and the disciples
彼得跟他的门徒们,
were sitting in a room by themselves again.
哦, 他们在楼上单独在一起,
120 of them.
120个人,
and they were all sitting down.
他们在那里坐下来,
and the Bible says
然后圣经说,
that while they were sitting there,
他们在那里坐的时候,
suddenly,
忽然间,
a sound from heaven came,
从天上有响声下来,
like a mighty rushing wind.
强大的疾风吹来,
It wasn't.
不是这样。
It was like a tornado.
加上龙卷风一样。
And it blew through the house.
然后吹到整个房子。
Amen.
Amen.
And the next verse,
然后下一个经文,
after they begin to speak in tongues,
他们开始说方言,
it says Peter,
然后彼得,
is standing with the 11,
就跟十一个门徒站在一起,
the wind of God,
然后神的风,
stood the early church up,
哦, 把教会站起来,
and made them an army,
使他们成为军队,
they went to the upper room organized,
他们到这个房间里面去,
they went to the upper room together,
他们一起站一起,
they were united,
他们合意的,
they were ready,
他们预备好了,
but without the wind, they could go nowhere.
但没有风了，他们什么地方都不能去。
But when the wind blew,
当神风吹来的时候，
哇 ！Into that room,
进入那个房间。
They stood up,
他们就站起来。
And they tore Satan's kingdom down.
他把魔鬼撒旦的国度拉下来，奉耶稣的名摧毁魔鬼撒旦的国度。哈利路亚。
Now I've been, this is my third time at River of Life.
我是第三次来到生命河。
The other two times have been on Chinese New Year.
那两次是中国农历新年的时候。
It's been great.
哦，非常美好。
But I'm glad I know you have church other than Chinese New Year, so it's good to be here.
在除了农历新年还有其他聚会。
And this is such an amazing, wonderful group of people.
非常奇妙、非常恩典的一群人。
You are sweet.
你们是非常甜蜜的。
In Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面。
You're gentle, you're loving, you're kind.
非常温柔，你充满恩慈，
you're filled with the fruit of the Spirit.
你充满圣灵的果子。
But my sense,
但是我感受到的是,
is as you enter the next 30 years,
当你进入到未来的三十年,
it's not just going to be,
不只是这样,
it's going to be, whoa!
需要很大声的, whoa!
Whoa! And the power of God,
神的能力,
is going to move.
In Jesus' name,
come on, give God praise.
给神赞美。
Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want everyone to bow your head.
大家低下我们的头。
I'm going to give two calls today.
有两个呼召。
This is the first call.
第一个呼召。
If you're in this room,
如果你在这个教堂里面
，and you say, Dr. Wilson,
你说 Dr. Wilson,
I'm Living in hell.
我是住在地狱里面现在。
I haven't been serving Jesus.
我还没有侍奉耶稣。
I'm away from God.
离开神很远。
My life feels scattered.
我的生命好像分散在各处。
Disoriented.
完全失去方向。
I'm humiliated.
我被羞辱了。
I'm ashamed.
我非常羞耻。
And it feels like I'm living in a hell.
感觉到我好像住在地狱里面。
I want to say to you, all of that can change this morning.
我对你说，这时刻这一切都要被改变。
If you'll believe the word of God,
你相信神的话语
that Jesus died for your sins,
耶稣为你的罪罪死了
and rose from the dead,
从死里复活。
If you'll believe this,
如果你相信
the valley of despair,
哦，这个忧伤的
can become a place of hope,
能够成为盼望的山谷。
So if you're here this morning,
今早上如果你在这里
you say, Dr. Wilson, I haven't been serving Jesus.
所以威森博士，我还没有服侍耶稣。
But I want to start serving him.
但是我要开始来服侍他。
I want new life.
我要新的生命。
I want to come out of what I've been in.
我要从这些过去的生活走出来。
So dry, so dead.
我多么枯干，多么死啊！
I need forgiveness.
我需要赦免。
I need God to bring my life together.
我需要神把我的生命再一次活过来。
If you're here this morning,
今天早上你在这里
you have not been serving Jesus.
你还没有服侍耶稣。
But you want to serve.
但是你要服侍耶稣。
Would you raise your hand right now?
要来相信耶稣做你个人的救主，你举起你的手。
That's me. I haven't been serving him, but I want to serve him.
但是我要来服侍耶稣。Come on, lift it up.
All up in the stands, all over this room.
很多人在这里举手了。
God bless you.
祝福你，神祝福你。
God bless you this morning. Maybe you're away from God.
可能你离开神很远。
Maybe judgment has come.
可能审判要来到。
That's what Gehenna was about. Judgment.
这个西嫩之谷是关于审判。
God wants to have mercy on you today.
今天对你要有怜悯。
So if you raised your hand,
你举起你的手。
Or if you're here and you really need to give your life to Jesus,
你必须要，难道是你要把你生命交给耶稣？
I want you to just stand up right where you are. Just stand up.
请你站起来，请你站起来，接受耶稣基督。
Just stand up. We're going to pray for you right there.
要接受耶稣基督的，请你站起来。
Come on, come on.
要接受耶稣的，
请
你个人救主的，站起来。
Just those that have not been serving Jesus and you want to start.
就那些还没有决志相信耶稣的，站起来。
Yeah. Oh, come on, church. Come on. Let's
来鼓励他们，今天要决志相信耶稣。
We love you. We love you so much.
我们爱你。
We come on, give God thanks.
来将感谢归给我们的神。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We were all there at one point.
我们曾经也是这样。
Stay standing.
啊，继续站，继续站立。
No, no, stay standing.
继续站立。
If you've not received Jesus,
如果还没有接受耶稣成为你个人的救主，继续站立。
At 16 years of age, I received Christ into my life.
我16岁的时候接受耶稣进到我的生命。
I was dead.
过去我是死的。
Spiritually, I was
humiliated. 灵里面我是死的，被羞辱的。
And in one instant, Jesus began to turn my life around.
然后耶稣开始转了我的生命。
And he made me part of his army.
然后成为他军队的一部分。
And I'm so grateful.
我真的很感恩。
I'm so grateful.
真的很感恩。
Yeah, I'm so grateful.
真的很感恩。
That was 50 years ago. I gave my life to Jesus
50 年前我将我的生命献给耶稣。
And I've never been sorry one day for giving my life to Jesus.
没有一天我后悔过把我的生命交给耶稣。没有一天我后悔过。
I love him. He is awesome.
我爱他，他是非常美好的。
Now you that are standing, I want you to pray out loud with me right where you are.
那些站立要接受耶稣的，请你跟我做这个祷告。
We're all going to pray this all over the room.
我们大家一起做这个祷告。
I want you to say these words loud.
你大声地说这个祷告词。
Now just saying these words won't save you, but if you mean them with your heart,
说这个祷告词不会拯救你，但心中你真的是愿意这样做。
God promises.
神应许我们。
That if you believe God raised Jesus from the dead,
口里承认，心里相信主叫他从死里复活。
And confess Him as your Lord.
承认他是你的主。
You'll be saved.
你就被得救。
So we're all going to pray together.
就是一起来祷告。
Everybody, close your eyes.
大家闭上我们的眼睛。
And say this with me, very loudly.
跟我一起来讲，大声的讲。
In whatever language you want to use.
你可以用中文，用英文。
Say Jesus.
说耶稣。
Oh, everybody, come on.
大家一起来讲。
Jesus.
耶稣。
I want you.
我要你。
I need you.
我需要你。
I need a savior.
我需要救主。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Hear my cry.
听我的呼喊。
Change my life.
改变我的生命。
I believe in you.
我相信你。
I believe you died on a cross.
我相信你死在十字架上。
Say it loud. I believe you died on a cross.
大声讲，我相信你死在十字架上。
And I believe you rose from the dead.
我相信你是从死里复活。
Today.
今天。
I give you my life.
我将我的生命献给你。
Oh, come on, say it. I give you my life.
我将我的生命给你。
Forgive me of my sins.
赦免我的罪。
And change me.
改变我。
And use me.
使用我。
For your glory.
为你的荣耀。
Now everybody say this really loud.
大家大声地说。
Say devil.
魔鬼。
Everybody say devil.
大声地魔鬼。
You're a liar.
哦，你是说谎者。
I don't have to serve you.
我不要来服侍你。
I choose Jesus Christ.
我选择耶稣基督。
Devil.
魔鬼。
You're going to hell.
你要去地狱。
And I'm not going with you.
我不和你一起去。
I'm going to heaven.
我要去天堂。
To be with Jesus.
跟耶稣在一起。
So get behind me.
哦，退到我后面去。
Leave me alone.
离开我吧。
I break your power.
我粉碎你的能力。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, give God praise.
来给荣耀给我们的神。
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Everybody stand.
大家一起站立起来。
Everybody.